Middag Edertijd.
Jack and News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 26, Pretoria 28, Emalahleni and Sydney 25 degrees.
Crash in Bedview, N12 East. It's before the R24 split. Alberton, you've got delays on the R59 North. That's on the link to the N12 West at the Reading Interchange. And Centurion N14, still got the queuing traffic between Jean Avenue and Trichardbach.
The police have confirmed that a mine rescue services cage has been deployed underground at Stilfontein shafts to search for more illegal miners. Police spokesperson Atlena Mate says 1,907 illegal miners have resurfaced since August last year.
The cage has been sent down. The purpose of that is to ascertain on whether everyone that was alleged to be underground has been evacuated. Yesterday, we had the two volunteers that went down with the cage. They have confirmed that there is no longer anyone underground.
She also confirmed that 87 bodies have been recovered. Now, the African Transformation Movement demands accountability for the lives lost in Stilfontein. They blame the ANC-DA-led governments for failing to secure borders and control illegal mining. The General Industries Workers Union of South Africa is also demanding the establishment of an independent commission of inquiry to investigate what it describes as the Stilfontein massacre. The union says someone needs to be held accountable. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. In other news, the Hawks have arrested a man in connection with the murder of two police officers in the Free State. The officers were gunned down 2 weeks ago while responding to a house robbery. Cliff Shiko has more.
The suspect, who is thought to be in the country illegally, was nabbed on Wednesday while on a horseback near the Mnonsa border post attempting to flee back to Lesotho. He was found in possession of a cell phone stolen during the robbery and a firearm which was allegedly used to commit the murders. Hawks spokesperson Katlego Mogale says more arrests are expected. Constable Sipho Mohapi and Constable Gideon Mutloung of Namahadi Police Station will be laid to rest this week. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
FirstRand CEO Mary Vilakazi says delivering on promises is essential to improving South Africa's global positioning. She echoed optimism, saying government and business are aligned in their vision.
I think as business, we remain firmly behind the president's initiative here to bring in the private sector and enthusiastically are willing to step in and support with capacity and skills building where required.
Team South Africa aims to showcase a unified vision at the World Economic Forum, which takes place in Davos, Switzerland next week. And finally, one of the rarest and most valuable South African coins recently sold on auction for a record-breaking 40 million rand, including commission. It was created during the Anglo-Boer War. The coin's value has steadily increased over recent years, reaching 4.6 million rand in 1999 during a private sale and 20 million rand in 2010. I'm Chanel September, back with Mornings in Afrikaans at 2.
I should hope so. Now, before you go running away for your lunch, it's a throwback Thursday, ne? And I got something to play you. All right, so let's check this out. Do you recognize this? Wow, it sounds good in stereo, huh?
It does.
That is the legendary Leo the Lion of the MGM movie logo.
Yes.
Leo the Lion. No, he was just called Leo the Lion. But yo, die mannetjie het gebril. Hey.
Scary.
That is a lion named Slats who was trained to become an advertorial figurehead, a logo, if you like, for MGM Studios, the movie company. Slats was born at the Dublin Zoo in 1919. He was then filmed and used for the all-black and white MGM movie logo between 1924 and 1928. They've used 7 different lions over the years, and they now have Leo, the first of the lions.